Greg Spindler, his wife, and their daughter are in South Dakota from their home in rural New York. They traveled to witness the trial of the man accused of driving drunk, bounding through an intersection, and slamming into two people, violently killing them. The crash happened in the parking lot of a hotel, and one of the victims was Greg Spindler's 25-year-old daughter, Megan. Spindler says South Dakotans show his family immense support in the form of handshakes, condolences, and hugs. But not everyone appreciates their presence.
There's always some sort of catcalls. You're out-of-staters. Go back to New York. We're sorry about your daughter, but you don't live here, and blah, blah, blah. You know, our daughter's blood is in the soil of South Dakota. She lived here, she worked here, and she died here. You know, we certainly have a right to bring this to the fore in South Dakota.
Spindler and his wife advocate for tougher DUI laws in South Dakota in memory of Megan Spindler and her supervisor, 46-year-old Rob Klum. The two U.S. Fish and Wildlife employees were in Pickstown in 2013 doing research on the endangered pallid sturgeon in the Missouri River. They were standing outside on July 8th when a van hit and killed them. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.